You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
Powerful, powerful. I'm excited because we're about to go and share some of this amazing worship with Colombia. And Pastor Corinne and I are going to share some of that ministry down there with some of our brothers and sisters in Bogota. So y'all be in prayer for us as we do that. And well, I believe this is a unique time for the people of God. We've been talking this year about the year of manifested destiny. Can we get back there in our minds right now? God told us at the beginning of the year, manifested destiny. Manifested destiny. Somebody say it with me. Manifested destiny. What does that look like when God speaks something over your life? What does that look like when God decrees a thing over your year? That's powerful. How much more powerful is it when we get in agreement with what God is saying over our year? This season that we're in, and God says a thing, and then we agree with that thing, and then there begins to become momentum behind that thing. You know, I've just been so blessed to hear so many different testimonies about the great things God has been doing this year. We've heard of health miracles, financial miracles, career miracles, family miracles. And it's just been a blessing to be there and hear some of these things and stand with some of our people as some of these incredible miracles are happening in their businesses and their finances. But then to see other people that have not gotten their breakthrough and have not gotten their miracle, and they're fighting the good fight, and they have been standing on the word of God, but yet that promise has not been tangible in their lives. I want to tell you today what God has been really dealing with me over the past couple weeks. And that is that God is releasing the spirit of now. The spirit of now. And that's very important if you're still waiting for the miracle that God promised you. If you're still waiting for that breakthrough that God promised you, or that promotion that God promised you, or that health miracle that you were promised from God. The spirit of now. And that's what I want to talk to you about. The spirit of now. I believe, if I can have my football, that God wants to get something. God wants that, please. Excuse me, my spiral isn't what it used to be, so if you get hit in the head, just amen. But God wants to get something to you. God wants to get something. I'm going to try to catch with a microphone. God wants to get something to you. Boom. Oh, see, I knew it with the microphone. God wants to get something to you. See, here's the problem. If you can receive that, God wants to get something to you. God wants to get something to you. But the problem is with the delay. There is a spirit of delay. Now, God's trying to get something. He's trying to get something to you. But there's a problem. There's some interference that's happening. He's waiting for an opening to get something to you. But there's a spirit that's interfering. There's forces at work that are interfering. Are you with me so far? Are you with me so far? God wants to get something. He's ready to give you. He's already decreed it. He's ready to get it. But there's something that's interfering. Let me tell you what the word is for you today. Get open. Get open. Get open. Come on. God's telling you, get open. Get open. Get open. God's got something. Get open. That's good. That's good. God wants to get something to you. God wants to get something through you. It's a revelation. And no matter what difficulty that you've been through, no matter what difficult season that you go through, you cannot allow that to change your understanding of God's plan for your life. Now listen carefully. Sometimes when we go through what David says, the valley of the shadow of death, or we go through difficult seasons, or we go through financial turmoil, it changes our thought process on what God wants to do for us. Can I still tell you that God has a plan to prosper you, a plan to give you a hope and what? A future. God has not changed. His intention is still the same. He's waiting to get something to you today. He's waiting to get something. He wants to get something to you today. He has intentions to bless you. He has a design, a purpose for your life. You know, there's this thing that my dad did, and I can talk about him because he's not here today, you know. But it just really would bother me. It just irked me that, you know, I was a youth pastor and I was doing my thing and we were doing some good stuff with the youth. And he would get up on the stage on Sunday morning and he would say this embarrassing thing. He said, "My son, eventually, he's going to be the next pastor of Hope." And I was like, "Golly, don't say that type of stuff. I'm not doing that. That's embarrassing. Don't say that type of stuff." And so I was the youth pastor. He would do that. And then I was a worship pastor. And he would still get up on the stage and he would say, "You know, one day my son is going to be the pastor of the church." And I'd say, "Dad, please, you're going to need to cut this out. Because I don't even know if that's what God is telling me." Then I started helping out with administration. I was doing the administration stuff in the church. And, you know, he was still getting up. And I finally had to take him to the side. I said, "Look, Dad, come on. This is embarrassing for everybody, okay? I'm embarrassed. I know you must be embarrassed because I'm not even saying that I'm going to do this. And you're telling everybody I'm going to do this." God has a design for your life. God wants to get something to you. But oftentimes there's something that's trying to stop it. There's a spirit of delay. There's forces at work. And it's time to, come on church, get open. Get open. There's a moment when you say enough is enough. I'm going to get open to receive the fullness of what I've been promised. Come on, turn to somebody and say, "Get open. Get open." Because the enemy will put circumstances and challenges in your life to make you forget God's design. The question I have for you today is, when does God want to do something for you? Something amazing. God wants to do it right now. Not tomorrow, not next Tuesday, not 3 years from now. God wants to do it right now. Now, he's got amazing things in store. He's got a purpose. He's got a plan. He's got a miracle. And he wants to do it right now. The enemy of your blessing is delay. Say it with me. The enemy of my blessing is delay. I was just thinking about the enemy of delay and how we started this project, this building project. And finally, we just had to put our foot down and say, "You know what? No more delay." Can I tell you, no more delay. Can I tell you, last week, our plans, our final plans got approved by the city. And we passed our rough inspection on the walls of the electrical, our rough inspection on the ceilings of electrical. We passed our final inspection pending some drywall patch-ups on electrical. And all we got to do is ducting work. All we got to do is ducting work over the next week and a half. All we got to do is ducting work. You got to get to a point where you say, "No more delay. No more delay. Devil, I'm not putting up with that anymore. Devil, I'm not going to put up with that anymore." I want to tell you today, the delay is more than something chronological. Delay is more than something natural. In the life of a believer, delay is something spiritual that the enemy wants to do. The enemy wants to delay your blessing, delay your promise, delay your miracle, Delay is a spirit. It's not just a natural thing. And that's the problem, that God wants to release something today, but oftentimes we're waiting. Can I take you to Daniel 10 and 12? Please go with me here. Daniel 10 and 12. Now, Daniel was praying for a breakthrough. Daniel was praying to God. And then the angel of the Lord shows up to Daniel, and this is what he says. Daniel, don't be afraid. Since the first day, somebody say first day, you began to pray. Somebody say it again, first day. Since the first day you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before the Lord, your request has been heard in heaven, and I have come to answer your prayer. From the first day, God heard you, and I came to answer your prayer. This is what the angel said. Verse 13, but for 21 days, somebody say 21 days. The spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. Can I tell you, that's what we're talking about with a little football analogy, with somebody interfering with your blessing. There's a blockage for many that God wants to get a blessing to you. God wants to get that miracle to you. So Daniel prayed and God heard his prayer immediately. But the answer to his prayer was delayed. Why? Because there was all this fighting in the spirit realm. Can I tell you, there's a fight over your blessing. There's a fight over your miracle. There's a fight over your destiny. And God sent the message immediately. He immediately dispatched the angel. What's this delay all about? Turn to somebody and say, what's this delay all about? You ever ask yourself, what's all this delay about? You know, I've been in a couple of seasons of my life where I said, what's this delay all about? I know what God said. I know what God promised me. What's this delay? The spirit of delay wants you to wait. I hope somebody gets this today. The spirit of delay wants you to wait. Because maybe, just maybe, if you wait long enough, you'll forget what you were waiting on. If you wait long enough, maybe you'll get a little bit complacent. If you wait long enough, maybe you'll just get frustrated and give up. So the devil wants you to wait. Wait on your blessing. Can I tell you today? Stop listening to the spirit of delay. Stop listening to the spirit of delay. That thing will get in your ear and talk to you. It will give you a rational explanation for why you need to wait. The spirit of delay will give you a rationalization for why it makes sense why your blessing isn't right now. Why your promise isn't right now. There's a reason. And tries to take, throwing a smoke screen to take it from a spiritual promise and a spiritual thing to, it's a natural thing that we just need to wait. The spirit of delay. Come on, somebody hear me today. Maybe you've been there before. Maybe you heard, here's the thing. You know, sometimes when you've been at that place where you heard somebody talking and it made sense, kind of, right? You were going with it until you heard the real truth. Maybe it was somebody on the news. Maybe some salesperson. It sounded good. Sounded right until you heard the truth. Can I tell you, the spirit of delay is going to say some stuff that might sound kind of accurate. Might kind of make sense some days. But I tell you, God does not want you to delay. There's a big difference between patience and complacency. Come on, I hope you write this down, because this one cost me a lot to learn this lesson right here. there's a big difference between patience and complacency. Complacency is not patience, and patience is not complacency. Patience is waiting upon the Lord, or waiting with the character of the Lord. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's different than just waiting for waiting's sake, or waiting because you've been sold a bill of goods. That's complacency. Complacency is, I'm just waiting for my blessing, and the Lord didn't ask me to wait. The spirit of delay will bring in complacency and try to sell it to you as patience. You got to know the difference. We got to be discerning people of God to know the difference between complacency and patience, because God wants you to win. Put your finger in your chest and say, God wants me to win today. God wants me to win today. We have to realize delay is not from Him. God wants us to win. It's time to stand up. It's time for us to stand up and fight for what God has promised over our lives. Will you just stand up on your feet with me right now? Because it's time for us to stand up. I just want it to be a symbol of what God's doing right now in my spirit, what God's doing in my life right now, that I'm standing up and I'm not putting up with what I put up with before. I'm not putting up with delay any longer. This is my moment. Can anybody raise your hand and say, this is my moment? Delay out. This is the spirit of now. Come on, somebody just lift your hands right now. God wants us to receive something. God wants us to receive something. God wants us to receive something. I'm going to give you an opportunity right now in a moment to just give a shout of praise. Because I believe God wants to break something in your life today. And God wants to put the spirit of now on you. God wants to put the spirit of now on you. He's saying, I don't want delay in your life anymore. I don't want any more interference with the blessing, with the promise, with the miracle in your life. I want to get that thing to you today. I want to get that thing to you right now. It's not about waiting anymore. God is saying, I've not asked you to wait. The children of Israel received the promise. They received their destiny, but then they had to go and they had to fight. When I tell you that David, when he faced off against Goliath, he didn't wait. He didn't sit on his slingshot. He didn't sit in the battle formation, but he went to meet him. And he didn't just go to meet him in any kind of way. It said, the Bible said, he ran at his giant. He ran at Goliath. And God is telling you today, it's time to run at your circumstance. It's time to run at any oppressive force in your life. It's your moment to run at your giant. It's your moment to slay your giant. Come on, I'm going to give you a moment to just shout to the Lord, because something is about to break in your life. Something is about to break in your family. Something is about to break in your health. Something is about to break in your finances. Something is about to break in your career. If you believe that, on the count of three, let me hear you just shout to the Lord. One, two, three. Come on, we serve an unstoppable God. Yeah. Yeah. Hey. In the name of Jesus, I break every oppressive force. I break every assignment of the enemy over your people, over their lives, over their promises, over their finances, over their family. I break it in the name of Jesus. You have no place in their lives. You have no place in the people of God. And I release. Come on, I hope you're ready to shout again. Yeah. I release the spirit of now. I release the spirit of now. I release the spirit of now. Come on, shout. Yeah.
Nothing shall be possible.
The spirit of now.
light church, God, but to have an encounter with you. God, we receive it, we receive it, we receive it. His promises are true. His promises never fail. His promises are true. His promises are never fail. The same thing that he promised you. It doesn't matter if it was last week. It doesn't matter if it was 20 years ago. If he promised it to you, that's your inheritance. That's your inheritance. That's your inheritance. Don't receive the delay. Receive the promise. 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 Maybe God has given you a word of prophecy, but you didn't realize that you were going to have to fight for it. Maybe God spoke a word into your life, but you thought it was just going to happen automatically. You didn't realize there was going to be a battle over it. I want to tell you, it's time to stand up and fight. God is saying, if you'll get open, if you'll get open, if you'll get open, I'll get the blessing to you. If you'll get open, if you'll get open, if you'll get open, I'll get the miracle to you. If you'll get open, if you'll get open, if you'll get open, I'll get the breakthrough to you. God wants to get it to you today. God wants to get it to you now. The word of God is now. The word of God is now. The word of God is not next Thursday. The word of God is not next month. The word of God is not 3 years from now. The word of God is now. God's putting the spirit of now on his people. There's too much to accomplish. There's too much to be done. There's too much to be done in our region. There's too much to be done in our nation. There's too much to be done in our world for us to keep delaying, for us to keep on being complacent. God says now. God says now. I hope you get that. I hope you receive that. I hope you run with that. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write down the vision and make it plain so that the messenger can run with it. I hope you write it on your refrigerator. I hope you write it down in your car. I hope you write it down at your job. I hope you write it down in your bedroom. The spirit of now. The spirit of now. Come on, touch about five people and say, my time is now. My time is now. Yeah. I'm just so excited about what God is doing. I'm so excited. I hope that you understand, if you get this revelation, there's nothing that can stop you. Because if God be for you, who can be against you? You were destined to win. The only play he had was to delay you. The only play he had was to delay you. Maybe long enough that you forgot. Oh, come on. The word of God said even the gates of hell, even the authority of hell, will not prevail against the people of God. Oh. Come on, turn to somebody and say, I'm going to win. I'm going to win. I'm going to win. Come on, you can have a seat. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.